Hello, friends, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. Do you like to play an exciting game of baseball? Well, this lesson is for you. My name is Anna, and I'm here to help you practice your English. Our topic today is sports. The title of our lesson is Let's Play Baseball. Let's play baseball. Do you like watching baseball or playing baseball more, Peter?
Which do I like more? Well, watching baseball is fun, but playing it is way more fun. Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Let's talk about baseball.
Yes, we have an exciting lesson for you today all about baseball. But the best way to start is by reading, so you can practice right now. Here's Peter to help you.
Rob, Alex, and Abby are playing baseball this weekend. Alex used to play catcher, but he can play other positions too. Taylor isn't playing this weekend, but she used to play softball. She still has her old uniform. The baseball game was tough, but Rob hit a home run. Alex leaves the gloves at the office. Then they can practice after work.
Well, good job reading, friends. Baseball is a very fun sport. People play it all summer long.
But in the fall, there is this thing called the World Series.
That's right. Those are the most important games of baseball, right, Peter?
That's right. That's the championship game. Those are fun to watch. You know what else is fun to watch? Christina, because she teaches us so much. Here's our keywords today.
What position do you play? 你是打哪个位置的? Taylor 说他以前是打垒球的。垒球就是 softball. She used to play softball. 同事们结伴在周末的时候去打一场比赛，那场球赛真的是一场硬仗。The game was tough. 形容词 tough 表示困难的，难分高下的。虽然是一场 tough game, 但是 Rob 打了一支全垒打。Rob hit a home run. 因为全垒打是跑回本垒，所以用 home 还有 run 两个字结合在一起。Home run 就是全垒打。Alex 建议把棒球手套留在办公室里，这样子大家下班后就可以去练习了。手套是 glove. They can leave the gloves at the office.
I'm glad that you're playing in the baseball game this weekend.
Thanks, Rob. Our team is going to win.
What position do you want to play?
When I played in Taiwan, I used to play catcher.
Well, we already have a catcher. Can you play first base?
Abby would like to play too, and she is really good at playing first base.
All right, well, our LTE TV friends are playing baseball this weekend. Rob, Alex, and Abby are on the same team. And Alex is pretty sure that their team is going to win.
Yes, he does. Now, Rob asks Alex, what position do you want to play? We talked about many positions yesterday. Let's do a little review.Now, there is a pitcher. He is the one that throws the ball to who?
He throws the ball to the batter. That's the player that is at bat, right?
Great. Now, there is a person who sits behind the batter. What position is that?
Well, that's the catcher. He catches the ball. Now, Alex used to play catcher in Taiwan,But this team already has a catcher, so Alex can't be the catcher.
That's right, they already have a catcher. So he can play first base? Not exactly. Abby wants to play too, What position did she used to play?
Well, Abby is really good at first base. So Rob said she can play first base. I think that's great. I hope she has a good time.
That's great. So Abby will play too. Wow, friends, there are lots of positions, so I hope you are reviewing those positions at home. Now, did you know I used to play baseball?
Peter, I didn't know that. Well, what was your favorite position to play?
My favorite position to play was third base. I used to play third base and sometimes shortstop.
Wow, Peter, that's really cool. Well, friends, it's time to move on to Conversation B. Here we go.
Hey, Taylor, do you play baseball?
Well, I used to play softball when I was younger.
Were you good at it?
I was pretty good. I was the pitcher on my team. But the last time I played was in college.
Interesting. Do you still have your old uniform from college?
I do. Sometimes I even wear my old cap.
Now Susie and Taylor are talking about baseball. Taylor used to play baseball.
Well, actually, she didn't play baseball. She played softball.
Oh, you're right. Well, what's the difference, baseball and softball? Can you please help us with this?
Well, softball is like baseball. There are positions and they're the same, but the equipment is a little different. The biggest difference is the ball and the pitcher. The ball is bigger than a baseball, and the pitcher throws like this instead of overhand like that.
Wow, you know a lot about softball. Did you used to play?
Well, no, I didn't, but I've watched a lot of games. But Peter, you know more about baseball than I do. When was the last time you played baseball?
Well, the last time I played baseball was last weekend. Now, Christina wants to talk to us a little bit more about this sentence.
Taylor 说他自己打垒球打得挺不错的，可是上次打垒球已经是在大学的时候了。But the last time I played was in college. 这个句子的主体其实就是 the last time was in college， 而I played 是一个形容词子句，用来修饰 the last time， 所以 the last time I played 就表示我上次打的时候。这样子看这个句子是不是清楚了一些呢？我们来看类似的例句。 The last time I danced was at her wedding， 我上次跳舞是在她的婚礼上。 The last time I ate rice burgers was in Taiwan， 我上一次吃米汉堡是在台湾。
So Taylor used to play softball when she was younger. So this is something you used to do. You did it. But now you don't do it.
I used to practice the flute when I was younger. I don't anymore.
I used to work at a baseball stadium when I was in high school.
Really? So cool, Peter. Tell us about working at the baseball stadium.
Well, I used to sell lemonade. I would walk up and down the stairs saying, lemonade, lemonade.
Wow, that's really cool. What else did you do?
Well, we'll talk more about that after this break. Let's take a break, everyone. We'll see you right after this. Don't go away.
Welcome back, everyone. It is the bottom of the ninth inning. Miller is at bat. The pitcher throws.
Miller hits the ball. It's a good hit. It's going, going, gone. It's out of the park.
Home run.
Friends, we are talking about baseball today. It's a lot of fun. It's a great sport, so let's learn more in today's last conversation.
That was a tough baseball game, wasn't it, Abby?
Yes, it was. I haven't played in a while.
But we still won! Rob hit that home run at the end of the game.
Yeah, I'm glad you invited me to play. Let's practice sometime this week.
Great idea. Let's leave the gloves at the office. Then when we finish work, we can go and practice.
Well, our friends are back from the baseball game, and how did it go?
Well, the first thing we learned about this game was the game was difficult. I think the other team was really good, because Alex says that was a tough baseball game. When we call any activity tough, that means it is very difficult.
Exactly. And Abby agrees. She hasn't played in a while, so it was difficult. When you don't play or practice, you can lose your skills.
Okay then, let's practice.
Great idea, Peter! We can practice right now. I'm going to go get the bat and gloves.
No. I was saying, let's practice our English. Let's practice is today's
calendar phrase!
Let's practice.
Let's practice.
我们来练习.
The singing contest is tomorrow.
Let's practice.
You are my sunshine.
We sound terrible.
Let's practice.
You are my sunshine.
We can do better.
Let's practice.
You are my sunshine.
We sound great.
Yeah, I'm glad we practiced.
Me too.
My only sunshine.
You make me happy. Let's practice.
Let's practice.
我们来练习.
Well, practicing is very important. It can help you remember things, like words you have studied, and it can help you remember your skills, like how to play piano.
Yeah, so turn to your friend and say, let's practice.
Good idea. Our friends want to practice, so they leave the gloves at the office.
That's right. So they leave the gloves at the office. Christina wants to talk to us more about this word, leave.
Alex 建议大家把棒球手套留在办公室里，这样子下班之后就可以直接去练习了。他说 ,let's leave the gloves at the office. 我们来看动词 leave。这个动词最常见的是当离开的意思。比如 ,let's leave home at noon, 我们中午出门吧。或者 ,she will leave the office soon, 她很快就会离开办公室。但是 leave 也可以用来表示把什么东西留下来的意思。像今天 Alex 说的 ,let's leave the gloves at the office, 把手套留在办公室。leave 的过去式是 left。我们来看其他的例子。I can leave some money in the drawer. 我可以留一些钱在抽屉里。或 She left her phone in the taxi. 她把手机留在计程车上了。以上就是 leave 的两种不同的用法。
Thank you, Christina. The baseball game our friends played was tough, but did they win?
Yes, they did. Rob hit a home run.A home run is when you hit the ball so far that it leaves the field. No one can catch it. So all the players that are at bat from that team can run around the bases to home plate.
Wow, that is so amazing. Great job, Rob. Well, friends, it's been a great lesson, and now it's time to review our keywords. You can follow along with us right now.
Here's our first keyword today. Position. Position. What position do you play?
Softball. Softball. Let's play softball this weekend.
Tough. Tough. The game was really tough.
Home run. Home run. The batter hit a home run.
Glove. Glove. Catch the ball with a glove. All right, friends, those are our keywords for today. And now it's time for us to look back at our conversations one more time.
I'm glad that you're playing in the baseball game this weekend.
Thanks, Rob. Our team is going to win.
What position do you want to play?
When I played in Taiwan, I used to play catcher.
Well, we already have a catcher. Can you play first base?
Abby would like to play too, and she is really good at playing first base.
Hey, Taylor, do you play baseball?
Well, I used to play softball when I was younger.
Were you good at it?
I was pretty good. I was the pitcher on my team. But the last time I played was in college.
Interesting. Do you still have your old uniform from college?
I do. Sometimes I even wear my old cap.
That was a tough baseball game, wasn't it, Abby?
Yes, it was. I haven't played in a while.
But we still won. Rob hit that home run at the end of the game.
Yeah. I'm glad you invited me to play. Let's practice sometime this week.
Great idea. Let's leave the gloves at the office. Then when we finish work, we can go and practice.
Can you play baseball, Monkey Man?
Of course I can play, Ginger. I'm a good player. I was on the school team.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Guess what position I played?
Standing? Sitting?
No. Very funny.
Were you the catcher?
No.
Were you the pitcher?
Nope.
Did you play first base?
Yes, I played first base.
Wow! How many bases are there?
Three. First base, second base, and third base. There's also home.
Oh, did you ever make a home run?
Yes, lots of times.
Did you ever make an out?
Yes, lots of times.
Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of times? You're out!
Yeah. Just a lot. Lots of times.
Hi, Mr. Dillon. Here's your newspaper.
Well, thank you, John. Say, what do you have in your hand there?
Oh, this? It's a cowbell. The music teacher told me to play it, but I don't think the cowbell is very cool. So,
Well, you know what? I used to play cowbell when I was young.
Really?
That's right. My classmates used to call me King of the Cowbell. Those were the days.
Who just said I used to play the cowbell when I was young? Was it you?
Well, I am young,
oh,
so...
Then it was you, old man. You just said a super sentence. The super sentence is, I used to play something when I was something else. Can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Another way?
Mm-hmm.
Well, sure.
Oh.
I used to play the cowbell when I was young. How was that?
Well, you said the same sentence in another way. Good job, old man. Now it's your turn, John.
Oh, okay. I used to play the piano when I was 7 years old.
I used to play the piano when I was 7 years old.
And then what happened?
Well, the neighbors told me to stop, so...
Well, John, you may be a terrible piano player, but you just said a super sentence. Good job!
Thanks, I guess.
Well, always remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Hey, John. Hey, give me that cowbell. And then you shake this shaker here for a moment.
Sure, Mr. Dillon.
All right, go ahead. Start shaking. Here we go.
Thanks, Mr. Dillon. The cowbell really is cool.
I told you it was cool. Anytime, John. Here you go.
Well, I gotta go now, so...
So, give me my shaker!
Oh, sorry, Mr. Dillon.
Friends, thank you for joining us these last 2 days to talk about baseball.
Yes, it was so much fun to talk about the different positions in baseball. Now, we also learned about softball. Softball and baseball are very similar. They have the same positions, but something's a little different.
That's right. The balls are different sizes. Here's a baseball.
And here's a softball. The softball is a little bigger.
But it is not soft. It's still hard like a baseball.
Hey, Anna, my friend asked me if you want to play softball with us this weekend.
Really? That's exciting, but I'm not very good at softball, Peter.
Oh, it's okay. It'll be fun. You can join us. And friends, you can join us on Monday for another great show. So we'll see you then right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.